Dave, Dave, Dave.
Hon, hon, hon.
The Dave and Hon Show.
Very nice.
We're back.
We're getting better at that.
No, we're not.
Okay.
See, here's the thing that... Oh, wait. I'm going to... Okay. Let me just start off by saying...
Are you even recording
yes,
now?
Yes.
It's
both,
just showing me, though.
Remember we had that issue last time?
Okay.
I listened to the first two episodes, and I've learned that a number of things. One is that I generally talk too quickly. So I'm going to try to...
Just talk normal, man.
No, I'm going to just try to consciously slow down a bit, relax,
and I will
be free.
I'll try to talk more like a Caucasian.
Yes. Good luck with that.
Rather than a celestial.
So I'm just going to say that during our opening, I say Dave, 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 and you say Han, 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 and then you always, it's been two episodes of this.
I pause?
No. Yeah, you only say the Dave and Han Show once you hear me start. Like, we have a little syncing issue. It's like, you want to be polite, and you're just, I'll just wait. Okay, now it started, so I will now voice up.
It's my natural imperialism.
Okay. Another thing I've noticed, we had some feedback from the people from the first two episodes.
Crap, we were supposed to review it before this one.
Okay, but anyways, one of the things was I am very antagonistic.
Yeah, much like Antigone.
Let's not use the verb we created from a coworker's name before, because it just confuses people. But I'm always argumentative. I'm always fighting you. Is that what, Han?
Yes, I'm listening. I'm reading in the notes right now. Okay. So would you see? Even now, you can't even talk about it.
I was wondering what you're doing.
Yeah, well, I was doing relevant stuff.
Okay, I didn't know words.
Well,
okay.
So don't worry about what I'm doing. Just concentrate on what's in front of you.
The overall feedback suggestion is that I chill out, mellow out.
Chillax. Which you should, because considering how much we've both drank today.
Let's just be on the same page. Let's work together for a common, entertaining goal.
I'm all about that. I want to be common, entertaining commoners.
Okay, so let's... Oh, God. That's what's her face?
Who is that?
That's, Dr. Rachel. Rachie. Anyways, let's just give a little context of what we're doing. We are doing this episode 3 of our podcast during the... Why would you ever do that? During... sorry, that was antagonistic and combative, and I apologize.
He punched me.
Quiet.com. Can you... No? Lower it a bit. They're talking loud. What was I saying?
I don't know.
I was given the context. So we're doing this podcast at 3:16 a.m.
Yes,
on a Friday night / Saturday morning.
I have a big mug of cola and Southern Comfort.
And
because that's the most comfortable of them all.
This is during the SGU 24, which is the Skeptic's Guide to the Universe 24-hour live video podcast marathon. It started at 8 p.m. this evening, and here we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours later.
Yes.
And we're both going strong.
Very strong.
Oh, Han just fell asleep.
Nope.
Okay, nope. And, another focus that I should do is not say so much. What do you think about that?
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying once in a while.
Okay. So we have the SGU-24 going on in the background. I hope it's not distracting auditorically because I did a little donation to hear my message during this live podcast. So I'm just monitoring to see if we will hear that.
The world centers around Dave.
Yes. Okay. So what should we do? Should we start?
I don't know. Should we add anything else? Did you mention that this is happening at my place and it's just us?
No, I didn't want to embarrass both of us by saying that we arranged a party and there are no participants right now. other than ourselves.
I made the minimal effort, and
no.
I'm beginning to lament it. But at the same time, this is exactly what I expected.
I am choosing words carefully to not be...
Right, no. This is one of those things where we're not going to talk about anything personal, so let's just continue.
Yes, okay.
With the podcast.
Yes.
David Honcho.
Okay, here we are.
3-something a.m. in the morning.
Episode 3. Okay, so we're going to go through... Last episode, I suggested a number of segments. I just did it again.
You sound like you're teaching.
You know what I just did? What? I have this problem.
Nobody notices that you touched a microphone.
No. I listened, and there were huge pops and sounds when I did this. The funny thing is, I've done it like, this is my fourth or fifth time,
and you've
never
done
it. I don't know. My hands are just always near my face, picking my nose. I don't know what I'm doing.
Take a breadstick.
I'm going to keep my hand under my legs. My hand? I have two. Okay, let's start with Fakey 5. Our only crowd-pleasing segment.
It pleases many people.
Yes.
I just touched the mic. What the hell?
It's contagious. Fakey 5. I already forgot. I see my items here. I don't remember what the category is.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first. You haven't gone first ever.
Okay, Fakey 5. Recently, this is topical. You know TED Talks? Whoa.
Yes, TED Talks, yes. Should we talk about Susan Mayhew? What's her name?
No. Sarah.
Sarah, okay. Yeah, I just meant yet.
It's too early to talk about Miss Mayhew.
Yes.
Mayhew? No, TED
Could X she sue us if we just discuss
Toronto
her?
Recently, just today, TEDx, live streaming.
What, I don't know if you're aware. I didn't know that. I did not
know
this.
Yeah, they had it in Toronto, the Metro Convention Center, I think.
By me not knowing this, I'm not...
I'm slurring my words. Now shut up.
By me not knowing this, I'm not trying to fight you verbally, right? You understand?
Stop reoning us. Okay.
Stop raping us.
So my topic, or rather my Fakey 5... is the topic of my Fakey 5 is TED Talks of 2011 this year. So okay. these are the subjects.
The official titles?
The titles. The TED Talks are just like these like technology talks, or they could be just modern ideas,
right,
and innovation ideas.
But these are the from the website?
These are just from the website.
Okay, the official names.
Official names. Four of them are official names, and one is
okay.
A Han and... made-up name.
Okay. Lay them on me.
Okay, I got to get my face ready because apparently Dave...
Should I look away?
No, I'm going to look away. I'm going to look away.
You're looking away.
The first one is The Eyes Have
It. Rachel Dunlop. That's her name. Go on. Sorry.
The Eyes Have It is the first one.
Wait, so I don't know who the person is? Is this the title of it?
Yeah.
Wow, this is a lot harder than I thought.
Doodlers, unite! Exclamation mark. Third, cooking as never seen before.
Wow.
Fourth, the linguistic genius of babies. And fifth, the three A's of awesome. So four of these are real TED Talk titles.
Okay, I'm going to, as I've done in the past, I'm going to immediately eliminate the linguistic whatever. The
linguistic genius of babies.
I do not think that you made that up. If you did, congratulations. Can you just go over the next...
I will go over them
the
again.
The remaining four, please.
The Eyes Have It.
Okay. E-Y-E-S?
Yes.
Okay.
Doodlers, unite.
Why are you so uncomfortably smiling?
Because I enjoy saying that one. Cooking as never seen before. Without the question mark, I'll just say it that way.
Yes, yes.
The three A's of awesome.
I'm thinking between the first and the third one. The Eyes Have It and cooking as never seen before, but neither of them seem like they could be it.
Oh,
so I've already discounted one. Wait, am I missing one?
The Eyes Have It.
The three A's of awesome is the last one.
Yeah. The Eyes Have It, Doodlers Unite.
Oh, yeah, Doodlers Unite.
Cooking as never seen before and the linguistic genius of babies.
Doodlers Unite. Okay, read them one more time in order, and then I'll make my pick.
The Eyes Have It. Doodlers Unite. Cooking as never seen before. The linguistic genius of babies. The three A's of awesome.
Dude, see, lose your night.
Huh? Ah, this is the first one I win. It was the eyes have it.
Oh!
I made that one.
Did you just make it up or did you base it on another one?
No, I didn't base it on that. I could have. You know, TED Talk subjects, there's just so many I could have chosen from. It was crazy.
Oh, wow. You got me first time? No. Yeah?
And it was topical and it wasn't porn related.
How was it topical? Oh, because they're here.
Yeah, they're here.
Well, let me try to stump you to feel better.
Yeah.
These are iPhone or iPad apps.
iPhone
Four
or
of these
iPad.
Fives are the actual name of iPhone or iPad apps. And one of them is made up by me. Why are you looking at the screen? Okay, are you ready?
Are you being antagonistic?
No. I was being curious, like a little monkey.
Why
we know.
Did you kick me?
Okay. Both times, the violent suggestions that Han made were not true.
I was asking that to the person in my head.
Okay. iOS app names. Number one.
What? Okay. So that was just a subject line. That wasn't an app.
No. Number one. Spooky Playtime.
Okay.
By the way, if any of the listeners are the author of one of these apps, email us and you'll get a prize.
Breadstick.
So number one, Spooky Playtime. Number two, Two Kooky Cats HD. Number three, Bible for Catholics.
Okay.
Number four.
So far, these are all real.
Booger Blaster Free. And number five,
ooh,
Hell's Bells from Hell. So we have Spooky Playtime, Two Kooky Cats HD, Bible for Catholics, Booger Blaster Free, and Hell's Bells from Hell.
I'm going to say cookie Cutter Catting.
Two Kooky Cats HD?
Yes, that's the fake.
You are wrong.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
The correct answer was Hell's Bells from Hell.
That was the one that I thought, and I thought maybe you chose the cookie cats because I have two cats and you hate cats. And
so true.
I put two and one
so
together.
So true.
To make something.
Okay, so we both were defeated by the
both
other,
stumped.
By our opponent, but not in a combative way.
But I feel bad because I didn't listen to my heart on that one. And that's my biggest problem in my life is I never listen to my heart.
But I smelled your fart.
Okay, we're going to bleep that out.
Yes, I agree. Okay, so anything, Han, how's it going? Anything you want to say before we continue? Is my mic too close? Let's just leave it.
No, I'm perfectly cropped.
I'm going to make it a little higher, actually. So I'm...
Stop touching it.
No, I intentionally moved it a little higher.
Whoa.
Okay, so... Again, last episode I made a number of suggestions.
Can you see how you're doing?
Last episode I made a number of suggestions of segments. And I thought, even though some of them were turned down, that we should at least just try them. Han, what are you doing? Are you praying or telling yourself a secret?
Antagonistic.
I thought we should at least give them a whirl. And then, like, I'm already sure... For example, well, first of all, we've already eliminated random stock tip. We're not doing that.
I eliminated it.
And I agree.
I'm very happy.
And if anyone did invest in VHI...
Did it go up? Did you check the price?
No, I did not.
Well, because, what the hell?
I know. Whatever. We're done with that. But if you did make profit, donate to me or us.
Nope. Don't do that.
And then the other one that's on the chopping block... But
is
we're going to do it. Sorry?
Nothing.
Is, I don't know where it is, the celebrity birthday month. I think I've erased it, so...
What? I have mine ready. I thought we were going to do How to Impress Dracula.
Yeah. I'm just telling everyone that we're now going to try out these, each of the segments. Okay, ready?
Yep.
So the first one, as you just said, is how do I don't even remember how it came into play, but It's called How to Impress Dracula.
I don't remember either. We just did that podcast a few days ago.
I know. And for each segment, like an official segment we're going to do, like Sneaky 5, Freaky 5, Fakey 5, Fakey 5. Yes. We need some, like, obviously this whole podcast needs some funny sound effects, some hilarious segment introduction sounds and songs. And,
Do How to Impress Dracula.
I have a good idea for Fakey 5. We should just get, like, five people, barbershop quintet-like, and we'll go, like, Fakey 5.
Did you say five people or four people?
Five people.
Because a quartet is,
I know,
four.
But then I switched to quintet because it's five.
Oh.
Okay. So How to Impress Dracula. Now, who's going to go first? Like, we're going to exchange our suggestions and ideas.
How to Impress Dracula. No.
No, that'll be nerd alert.
Yeah, right. Well, everything we do is nerd related.
Okay, so since it was your idea, why don't you start?
How to Impress Dracula. I figure, you know, he's a being of the night.
Yes, so true.
And he hangs out at nighttime. He's not seen the sun in many, many years.
I'm worried, like, my
you think it's
idea
the same one?
is based on that.
I just ate a peanut, so I apologize.
Okay.
Mine is to shine a black light on clothing, and he'll be like, what is going on? You know? Because it'll be
all
glowy.
Wait, you
want to
impress him or antagonize him?
Because he's wearing, you know, that, like, little Dracula suit with the white collar, and you, like...
But is the... Okay.
And you shine it, and, like, your teeth are, like, this glowing blue, and he's like, what the hell am I looking at?
That sounds like it would frighten him or confuse
him. This is how you impress him. He'll be impressed, in my opinion. Black light.
Do I have to say my answer
Ultraviolet.
Now?
Ultraviolet.
So who's... But you have to be wearing...
You could wear a white suit or you could wear, like... You could wear normal clothing.
But hold on. So you're talking about that black light?
Yeah,
okay.
Black light.
It just works with regular white? I thought you need special...
No. It works with anything.
Dark.
It works with your teeth. But it works best with
white. I don't know
white.
If my teeth would be a good example.
Admittedly, it works best with glow-in-the-dark clothing.
Beth? I heard... Oh, sorry.
Beth, yes. I'm slurring because I've had several mugs full of rum.
I have no qualms with that.
Stop qualming.
I'm pleased with whatever you say.
Now you're Brionning.
No.
What I was going to say is that what you could do is, like, a really great trick would be...
Do you think Brion would be willing to be a guest on this podcast?
He definitely would be. I'm sure he would.
Let me tell you something about Brion.
You don't know him. Spicy sausage.
He let me borrow the Watchmen graphic novel.
Very graphic.
And I read most of it. And he got me onto the Watchmen. And then when the Watchmen movie came out, I was like all... into it. I knew about it. I was excited.
Mm-hmm.
And that movie just blew me away. I loved it so much.
It was a really good movie.
I think I would have, like, my enjoyment
was... the best movie of that year.
Or multiple
year.
Years. My enjoyment was enhanced because I kind of knew the story and knew everything. So I thank Brion for that. Even though all he did was lend me a...
Do we have a praise for Brion Corner?
All he did was lend me a comic book he wasn't reading. It's not like he put
praise
his jacket over a puddle when I was crossing.
Praise for Brion, and there'll be like you know, angelic
kidney.
Singing
okay.
for the intro.
What are we doing? Oh, so that was your... So, black light.
But I was going to add that what you could do is, a glow-in-the-dark clothing will have extra effect in black light. And what you could do is you wear, like, a normal shirt, whatever, and then you show the black light, and Draco's like, whoa, different colors, and he gets used to it. But then he notices that your clothes has this glow-in-the-dark stuff. Oh, Stephen O'Vallis back.
Can we actually pause that? I wonder if it'll work.
You can pause it.
Well, like for
should we
hour?
Take a pause?
No. Just...
He's back.
We won't hear the sponsor message, right?
We're
in deep discussion, whatever. Like, I wonder if we pause it now, can we watch it? Can we continue it after? And it'll play?
Yeah, probably.
100%. So then let's try it. Try it right now. I'm going to entertain people while you're about to do that.
What am I doing?
Just try pausing it so we can... It also wouldn't distract with the sound. Okay, so I'm going to... So that was your idea, How to Impress Dracula, for this week, for this podcast.
No, anyway, I was going to add that you could have, like, a normal black shirt. You shine a black light on you, And then he's like, oh, okay, you got a black shirt. What the hell? And then you shine the black light on you, and you have, like, some letters and say, what's up, Dracula? On your in glow-in-the-dark
what up, D?
Ink.
What up,
on
D?
Your, yeah, what up, D? In ink on your shirt. And he's like, whoa, where did those letters come from? And he won't know.
But he's been around for hundreds, if not thousands
okay,
of years.
Okay, I'm going to resume.
What are you doing? What happened? Did that just jump to live again, or is it...
I'm not sure.
What are they doing? Pointing...
Skeptical wow. stuff.
Okay, okay, that's...
Black light, anyway. Is
that's an interesting Blackula. Idea. Let me see what my... First of all, here's the thing, too. Let's just briefly go back to the feedback. We're already at 20 minutes. We've heard that this our podcast is too long. We've only done 1 out of 9 segments. But we'll just keep going, and then...
Just go.
Okay. Here's my idea.
You know what makes up all that time is us continually interrupting each other and saying, oh, look at how long we're taking.
I will admit...
Just go now.
I will admit
go.
Easily
now you're making
and faithfully
it longer.
That I am an interrupter.
Okay.
Not just on this podcast, at all times in life. Okay.
I hear you.
How to impress Dracula. Have a king-size coffin bed. So this is a big bed.
Inside a coffin?
That has like a coffin-y,
a coffin-y
coffin. Lid. You know, so all light
can you
would
fit,
be...
Like, so you say king-size. Does that mean many people can fit in this coffin?
Yeah, whatever it can... Okay. A king-size coffin bed with internet access. Snacks.
They have this in Japan. You know that.
Snacks and polysporin.
Yes, definitely in Japan they have this.
Okay. So you understand? So... You can have all sorts of fun and love, whatever. You can go all night, and then in the morning, he doesn't have to, like, run out.
Whoa. Are you telling me that people who make a lot of love need polysporin?
No, because he's Dracula. He might want to bite you.
What's the polysporin for?
I guess it's for you, so he can feel more comfortable biting you.
To
knowing
heal?
That you will be... Yeah,
healed?
You'll be properly... Or... Your healing time will be reduced.
So he can bite you on your neck and suck your blood?
Yeah, that's... Or wherever
and you're
he
healing
wants.
This in polysporin?
No, I just mean like you're going to be... I guess you're going to be in there for the whole day until sunset again, right?
Okay.
So you're just going to... Whatever he does with blood sucking...
I don't care about the king-size coffin. I'm amused by this idea that polysporin...
Can we say polysporin?
Polysporin is, well, bitten by Dracula? Polysporin.
There could be a whole commercial campaign based on Dracula. I'm not doubting that. Okay, fine. So that was...
How to impress Dracula. Next.
And what do you think of that?
I love... But I don't know how many times we're going to impress him, because after a while he's going to get tired.
But it's good for at least another episode, right?
I think so.
Now, if any of our listeners have any problems with any of our segments, and you wouldn't be a true listener if you didn't, go to our website, thedaveandhanshow.com.
And email us?
Yeah.
We should have a forum or an IRC chat room.
Well, not an IRC chat room, but a forum is an idea that we should do.
Okay.
Okay. Next segment. New phrase or word.
What are we calling it?
New word phrase.
New word phrase.
Last week,
like it, New World Order.
Yeah, it was last week. It was Wow the Cow.
Wow the Cow.
So
which is something
we will
really
alternate
do.
Starts this time. Okay, so I will because this is a quick one.
We should flip a coin.
No.
Okay, go.
This week, my new word or phrase is bibble babble.
I don't like it already.
Okay. I kind of don't like it either right now. But, like, it's just like, well, stop the bibble babble and let's get some stuff done.
So it's just babble.
It's bibble babble. It's like an extra, it's like a more unwanted
babble. Is it
babble.
Referring specifically to talking? Like, senseless chatter?
Yeah, it's mostly that. But you could stretch it into, like, wasting time doing
like,
anything, really.
What about when someone's using their iPhone, they're playing a game.
Yeah, that's bibble babble right there.
That's bibble babble?
Yeah.
Technically, or...
Well, we're defining it right now.
Okay.
It's time wasting, really. Like, say your mechanic is fixing your car,
and
he notices that your steering wheel, when it locks, the sound of the click is weird, and he's like trying to fix that. Stop the bibble babble and get to the brakes.
That could be an important problem, though.
The sound of the steering wheel
maybe
locking.
It's indicative of a larger
problem.
But
I'm defining it as
a
not important problem. It's a time waste. It has to do with wasting time.
Like, more questions.
We're bibble babbling right now, just to be honest, because we haven't already moved to your word or phrase.
Okay, my word or phrase is encountering a sudden fog. And that's when you're like talking and then you're like, what? What was that? What? And you're confused and you don't even know what you're talking about. This happens to me a lot, obviously, because I drink.
Say that again. Encountering
a sudden fog. I guess it's actually what I do.
I guess we should just not do new word or phrase again.
Is this the worst word or phrase? This is my first, and obviously I don't get the point of it. Encountering a sudden fog. No?
Am I doing that right now?
I think I just created one for everyone in the room.
Okay, well...
and listening at home.
Listeners, vote by email.
No, please don't vote.
Okay, don't vote. Okay, so now...
Celebrity birthday.
Birth month.
What?
Oh, celebrity birth month. Now, this Han said no right away.
I think it's dumb.
It is dumb, but I thought, let's just do it one more time. Here's an idea. Let's do it until someone wins, and then it's done.
Oh, my God.
So, wait. So, now we're going to do both.
This could theoretically go for... Okay.
It could go on forever.
Yeah.
Theoretically. So, it's a 1 in 12 chance, right?
Yeah.
And not really, because it's less than 1 in 12, because...
What?
The birth breakdown per month is not uniform.
Yeah, but we don't know what...
We do.
We can't take advantage of that fact.
We know that... Well, this is what I know. Summer,
nerd alert.
There's a lot of action in the summer, and there's a lot of action Christmassy, New Year-y.
What? There was a lot of action in the summer? I missed
Babies
out?
Babies are born in September because of the New Year's Eve action. Anyways, it's not a uniform distribution, that's all.
I need to find someone.
So, we're each doing one, so that's 2 and 12, 1 and 6, plus some help. So I think in 4 episodes, we'll get it. And it could
you
be
might get it
right
this
now.
Episode.
Okay, ready?
See, this is blibber babble.
Yeah, we've just blibber babbled. Go. Who's yours?
Jake Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal. Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'm going to just go with the one I just said to make it fair, although I'm going to go October.
Oh!
Don't say it's September.
It's September.
Oh,
No. It's not.
Don't blibber babble. What is it?
I'm very apologetic about this. December.
Oh.
His original name is Jacob Benjamin Gyllenhaal.
That's not
Gyllenhaal.
Part of the...
December 19th, 1980, Los Angeles.
Hilary Swank.
Hilary Swank. So, by your logic, it should be September or something, but I'm going to go with August.
Oh, so close! July.
Oh.
July 30th.
July 30th. That was very close.
Wow. Oh, we almost got rid of this segment right now. That would have been sweet.
I never really found it that attractive.
Yeah, she was in that dude movie, right? Or she was like something duty?
No, she just generally she has like...
What
this
was that movie where she was a...
jawline and...
She was a lesbian or a dude or...
Monster?
No.
No.
What is that movie?
I forget. Okay, this is bibble babble.
Bibble babbling, sorry. I apologize for that.
Your
bibble
phrase is really good.
At the babble. Okay, it's time for...
A time to hate.
Or...
A time to hate.
Okay, go ahead. No, it's me. Okay, so this is what I hate today.
Do it.
I hate people who fight over paying a bill. Okay? And I have new rules.
You mean
and what
like,
I'm talking about is like...
Like in a restaurant?
Yeah.
Or you mean
yeah,
your...
No, restaurant. Like, here, let me get that. No. It's on me. No. You know how they go back and forth and it's like almost a fist fight? You know what I mean? You ever trying to press each other? I don't know how it works. But I have rules. I have official rules. This could be settled.
All right, let's hear
if
your
people
rules.
Follow these rules, then I would no longer hate this. Okay. First, it's when the bill arrives, if either party says, I'll get it, then it's over.
Okay.
Okay.
You I will once not someone get it.
Once someone says I'm going to get it, that's it. Okay? It's done. Now, you only say you want to get it if you want to get it.
I'm not writing this down.
Okay. So never say you want to get it if you don't want to get it.
Okay.
Okay.
Wait, I will get it or I want to get it?
I'll get it. So
what if you say I want to get it?
That's also counts. Anyone who says anything that means they'll be paying, then it's settled.
I'd consider getting it.
If nobody says they want to get it,
okay,
then you both run out of there quickly. I don't know. I made that up. I actually forgot. I'm a little tipsy myself. I don't remember.
Before, what, you didn't write it down? You don't have a system?
I wrote down fighting over the bill.
What kind of time to hate
I had
this.
An idea. Okay,
I hate you. That's not true.
Now what's your time? I want to just remember. But
well, the thing is, I don't have a lot of interaction with people outside of my office, so all my time to hates are office related. And maybe some of you know this because many of you are office workers, and you have to deal with office stuff. And
making
our office.
Copies.
Someone keeps throwing away food on the exact day that it says it will expire on the label. So they throw out all the milk that says it will expire on a certain date.
This
or
is
orange
this is
juice.
Company shared food?
Yes.
Okay.
Although, maybe it could happen to something I bring in if I bought my own milk. I don't know. We don't have that issue because the company buys milk. But they throw it out on the exact day, and it could be a totally full thing, and they'll just throw it out.
So you hate people who do that?
I don't think that's a wise thing to do. Just like,
but does it? So they're adhering to the expiry date.
They're adhering
or
to the
best before date.
The best before date, yeah.
And my
feeling is that you do a sniff test or a taste test. You don't just straight out throw something out on that day, because things tend to last. That's like the statistically. You know, you're going to get 90-something.
You do hate me because I do not like to do the sniff test or the taste test because it's too risky.
Oh, my God. Food lasts longer than that, you know. Food lasts. You just got to find out. Why
well,
are you so scared?
So nothing on the expiry date is... No, you're right. I guess there's no magic date where the food chemically / mathematically turns bad.
Yeah, statistically, some of them are actually even going to expire before that date. You know, 1,000 or 10,000 or some number.
Are you just making up numbers?
No, I'm just thinking of like for them, you know, they're making this product.
Are you reporting? No, sorry, Han. Please continue.
I'd rather not.
I'd rather you would. With no pressure.
Okay, it's all statistics.
Are we bibble babbling now?
Yeah, probably. I think our podcast should be called Bibble Babble.
I don't. But I'm not disputing you. I'm sharing different opinions with you.
Okay, well, anyway, so that's my thing. Is that I think adhering to those expiry dates, that's like a guideline, man.
Okay. Well, I just think some people are non-sniffers and... Well, it depends what it is. If it's like walnuts, I'll smell it. If it's milk, a word I can't say properly, I will not. Should I tell my... Like, first of all, how do you say that word? Say it right
milk.
Now. Say it.
Milk.
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 Like milk or milk?
Milk.
M-I-L... Like...
Yes, milk.
Like milf?
Milk.
Are you saying it like milf?
Nope. Yes.
Okay.
I think MILF.
When I was at camp, sleepover camp,
I don't want to hear about it.
Saw a container of milk, in a cabin somewhere, and I just sniffed it.
Whoa! What's
and
going on?
And it was very unpleasant.
Yes, that happened.
It was like in the sun for like 2 weeks. I don't know. It was not refrigerated. It was just on It was an abandoned cabin.
What? In that case, I would say throw it out.
I wasn't
going to
drink it.
Don't even look at it.
I don't know why. I was like eight.
A container of a liquid.
I don't know why I did it.
Sitting out in the sun,
but it,
not in refrigerated.
It scarred me. It may have literally scarred my nasal lining. Yes. So I have a sniffy problem now.
Okay.
Not a cocaine problem. Smelling food.
That
and stuff.
Was a time to hate.
Okay. Did somebody say nerd alert?
Nerd alert.
Nerd alert.
Who's gonna nerd alert first?
Should we have a segment where we just talk like robots?
Nope.
No. Does not compute.
Have you ever seen a fat pirate? But you haven't.
Yeah. In the Pirate of Caribbean movies, isn't like
what? There are fat pirates in that
movie.
Yeah.
Well, chubby.
Oh. Well, I was just arguing with someone today to say that rum
Oh, you mean like a software pirate?
Rum is not fattening, because have you ever seen a fat pirate? Anyway, shall I do my nerd alert first? Because I'm so
yes,
much nerdish.
Yes, you should. According to our earlier mutually agreed upon, no friction here, rule.
What I should nerd on about, which is perhaps too nerdy, is that I bought a new wireless router.
No, you
but
did?
But I'm not going to talk about it. You were there.
okay, so you're not
I'm not going to talk about it because there's issues with it. Like, we're running wirelessly.
Is this Logitech?
Stop talking about Logitech. No, but what I'm going to talk about is some games I've been playing. On my iPhone, I've been playing Dungeon Raid. I really enjoy that game.
Okay, I'm going to just throw a nerd alert. This is serious nerd alerting. Go.
I really like Dungeon Raid. That's all I'm going to say. No, it's a good game. It's if you ever played Rogue or any other NetHack, esque type game, then you may like, Dungeon Hack.
What?
What I call it? Dungeon Raider. Dungeon Raid. I typed out Raider. That's a, I don't know what that is. Dungeon Raid for the iPhone or iPad.
Is this that Bejeweled thing you're talking about?
Yes. It's a matching game.
It's weird because
and matching games are for casual gamers.
People are thinking that it's like there's a dungeon and you're going through it.
I know, it's not at all.
Like 100 rogues.
It's not.
He's talking about Bejeweled with swords.
It's Bejeweled with swords, yeah. And leveling. Having leveling and power skills and powers.
Technically Bejeweled has leveling because there's levels. But you're talking about RPG type levels.
Yes.
RPG stands for
that's what makes it. Really? Okay, I won't say it.
really good privacy? RPG. Really privacy good?
Really pornographic.
Okay.
What?
Now, I wrote down just games we liked.
Oh, games we liked. I like that.
Like, let's talk about the last, without aging ourselves, right? So that people could think we're in our youth.
I knew Meryl Streep had 19. Anyway, sorry, go on.
Yeah, that was weird.
I was the only one who knew that.
Like, who here, put up your hand if you've ever had an Amiga.
She was a handsome lady. No, I was the Atari ST camp.
Okay, so we are, we're not in our teens, let's be honest. I had an Amiga, you had an Atari ST.
Does dating a
teen count
as... I
obviously had the better computer.
Okay.
But we'll leave that aside for now. My first game I really liked was called Fairy Tale. It was only the Amiga. You don't know what that is, right?
I don't know what that is.
It was like for the Amiga, and it was like Ultima 7. Okay?
Ultima 7?
Like, yeah, like an open world, isometric view.
That is a fairy tale.
And the only thing, I remember something funny about it in that
I'd like to get some
to get
fairy
into
tale.
The final area, some sort of castle. I remember somehow it was on the south east side of the entire world map. You had to do all these quests and get all these things, But I faked my way in. I was in a hot air balloon, and somehow
did you dream
I was
this
able to go
experience?
Over the wall. What?
Did you dream this entire experience?
No. I was able to go over the wall into the like final area without completing all the quests, and then I was able to finish the game early due to a bug which had to do with the height of the wall and the height that the balloon goes.
Did you look this up on the website?
Or afterwards, I looked it up, and I saw that I skipped like a third of the game. But luckily, the good thing is the game was able to handle a sudden advance in the quests and then finished
you
without...
You weren't slaughtered outright?
Nope. Anyways, so Fairy Tail is one of the earliest games I really liked. Then Baldur's Gate. As you might be able to tell, I'm a kind of a RPG fan.
Baldur's Gate is many years later, man.
Yeah.
That's post Amiga.
Games we liked in the past, that's all.
Okay.
Then Fallout.
I would be interested in hearing about the games you like in the future.
The whole Fallout franchise. And then I remember Prey. I liked Prey a lot. We're within 8 years.
Prey 2 is coming out.
Yeah, Prey 2 is coming, but I think it's going to be ruined.
Okay.
Deus Ex, as I...
Let's just talk about all video games, all good video games, yeah.
That's basically, like, there's like 150 more Portal, yeah, whatever. But I'm just, the early ones I just remember were Fairy Tail, Fallout, Baldur's Gate, and also, I guess,
I got a question about Fairy Tail. So Fairy Tail, you say, is like Ultima 7. It's like top-down, you're an icon, and everything moves at once. Like, you move up, and then all the monsters move up, or...
Well, it's not turn-based, so...
It's not turn-based?
No, but Ultima 7 wasn't turn-based.
Wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Let's start the podcast over.
I don't remember Ultima 7.
Let's start the whole series
turn-based.
Over. No. Baldur's Gate / Infinity Engine combat suddenly turned turn-based.
And they have that for Amiga?
Yes.
Holy crap, I gotta go look this up. Okay, never mind.
Is there emulators? Can I play right now?
I apologize. I kind of hijinxed. We should have a word for hijinxed.
Hijinx is the word for hijinx.
I jinxed. No. Okay, anyway. Well, that's cool.
Bibble babble alert.
Well, actually, if we want to like bibble babble about old video games, probably my number one that always bubbles up to the top of my mind is Dungeon Master.
Yes. See?
That
each
is
of us
like,
will remind the other of games. Yeah,
I don't know how many hours I put into that damn game. And like, I wrote down all the stats. I would like down right. I wrote down every character. This is before Excel, you know? Excel spreadsheets. I wrote down all the things.
I thought you meant Excel gum.
And I just like would compare all the characters so carefully, and then I would like try to figure out all the stats of everything. It was insane.
This is truly nerd alert because
I
enjoyed the game. Like
I liked that game a lot.
You had to eat that game, eh?
I know. You had to eat and drink. You had to fill flasks with water.
Yeah.
And
or alcohol.
Carry around big chests of stuff.
We could go on for hours game chat, so we got to pace these things.
Anyway, Dungeon Master is like the top of my old-timey game
Maybe,
list.
Maybe, you know, a segment for this would be like game memory time, where we each just name one game we liked and have a little brief discussion. That could be something. We'll try that next time.
Okay, done.
And then just to wrap this up, what are we currently playing? This
what?
Is what we'll always have, what we're currently playing.
Okay. How long is this podcast already?
No, this will be 2 minutes or one. Let's see. I'm playing Rift, but I've reached the level cap of 50.
What? You are?
Yeah.
Have?
Well, I'm not playing it currently because a few weeks ago I reached 50. So I'm waiting for one of two things: an expansion that increases the levels, or the next version 1.5 apparently has these solo raids and solo dungeons and whatnot. I'm looking forward to that because I'm a loser, lonely man.
I thought we were.
And then I'm playing
lives.
Two Worlds 2.
Oh, yes.
I downloaded that because I like RPGs, and it's actually very good.
And I couldn't talk him out of it.
I'm going to use that to fill my time before Skyrim comes out in November. Han, what are you currently playing?
I still keep... I have Deus Ex Human Evolutions, but I've not played it much since the first week.
I finished that, like, 2 weeks ago. I really liked it.
Now you're being antagonistic. No, you're not. I am.
Team Fortress 2, you're
Team
a
Fortress
big
2. That's
gay
all
fan.
I play every day because...
You're not dating.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. No, I enjoy... I go to a server with a lot of mature players.
Like how mature?
Yeah. No, just not kids, I guess, is the big point. Because
okay.
Now Team Fortress 2 is free, which is the interesting part. It's like there's so many people who are just like newbies, and it's frustrating to play with them, but it's also very satisfying to just kill them. I like killing virtual people. Okay.
Who doesn't, eh?
I just ate a hazelnut, and David has his next thing going on.
We are going to just test each other psychically very quickly. I'm going to mix these up. I have the five of the standard ESP cards, circle, square, plus sign, wavy lines, and
this
star.
This always reminds me of Ghostbusters.
Han, what card is this?
Square.
No, it's a plus.
Shit. That's not fair.
Go.
What card is this?
Circle.
Nope, it's whatever this is.
Okay.
Star.
Skeptical topic blabber.
Yeah.
46
well,
minutes.
Suggest we talk about
okay, here's another thing.
SGU 24.
In terms of time, yeah, okay. You're right. 46 minutes. Let me just see what else. So then we have in the news, in my society, would you rather celebrity quote game.
We might not get that far.
This is what I suggest we do. Let's do Would You Rather and then Celebrity Quote Game, which you haven't done. I just prepared one. Those will be very short, and then we'll just end talking about Skeptical SGU, okay? So, last time, I asked you, would you rather eat three live bees or masturbate in front of an old lady on the subway? And I don't think we got an answer, a specific
what?
Answer.
I said that I would rather eat the bees, but I just want to say that I don't like eating bees.
Okay.
I don't want to kill bees is what I...
But what you would have to kill them by eating them.
I know.
And you're still sticking with that?
That's why I added that little thing about maybe we can put them in a bubble and then
no.
they would live.
No,
come
I'm going to just give more information. The bees would all die painfully.
Okay.
You're still going with the bees?
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't have to kill the old lady. She might take her own life.
She might take her own life.
Okay, you're sticking with the bees. Okay.
Yeah.
Today's is... Would you rather lose both arms and one leg or lose your vision?
Vision.
Okay.
That is tough. Did I answer that too quickly?
You have one for me. Go ahead.
Why one leg? What the hell am I going to do the other one?
Because I want to kind of imply that you can't just walk and run and be in marathons and serve people in a restaurant with your mouth. Like, you're going to have... You also can't walk. Easily or whatever. But whatever. You've answered. It's recorded.
Well, I got to think that one through. That is a tough one because
but
vision
you answered
is like
so quickly.
90% of my life.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't want to lose my hands. And okay.
No, you keep your hands.
I lose
you just
my
lose
vision.
Your arms. Okay. Anyways, go with yours.
I don't like who's ever asking. Is that... I don't like that. What? Would you rather? Right?
Okay, yes. Go.
This one's very simple. It's not nearly as extreme. Would you rather drink a liter of Lake Ontario or swallow a USB key?
This is going to be the best segment. I would drink a liter of Lake Ontario.
Ew, that's gross.
Well,
have you smelled Lake Ontario lately?
Peck it. Did I say peck it? I can pick it.
No, I get to pick it.
Really?
Yeah.
So what, if there's like a used condom floating there, you could put that in the bottle?
No, it will be go through a filter made out of metal. But it's not like a charcoal.
I kind of thought I could. Do we both answer too quickly?
No, it's got to be Lake Ontario. We're just going to get like a hook.
Because
like
here's the thing.
A stick with a cup at the end.
Okay, how long is the stick?
Worth.
If it's like a kilometer. Here's the thing.
No.
See, right against the shore.
That's what I was going to say. It's near the shore.
Okay, right against the shore, all the muck is
yeah,
there, right?
I know.
But in the middle,
that
it's like
muck
smooth
is smelly
sailing.
And disgusting.
I just envisioned I get to pick it.
Yeah, right in the middle of like in deep, deep blue, clear, tasty water without any flavors.
Well, we answered. We gave our answers. Yeah. There's no take backsies okay, no on would you rather. Okay, now here's the celebrity quote game. This is an example of it. Ready?
What celebrity quote? That's only you.
It's
I
just
don't
me,
have
yeah.
One.
You complain or you... No, I don't want to be antagonistic.
I complain.
Especially at this talking speed. I'd rather be non-antagonistic
I'm
at
drunk,
this
but I'm not enjoying it.
Talking speed. You brought up that... How would do you know that other celebrities didn't say the same thing?
Yes.
And my answer to that was, fuck you. It doesn't matter. It's basically whatever is recorded IMDb. So here is the quote. People laugh, but if I set my mind to it, within the next 15 years, I would be president. Okay?
Well, you don't... And do you give me a couple?
Yeah, I'm going to give you three. It's not like three people. One of them said it. I'll say it one more time. People laugh, but if I set my mind to it, within the next 15 years, I would be president.
Okay.
Was this said by Will Smith, Jim Carrey, or Angelina Jolie?
All of them very crazy. I'm very tempted to say Will Smith, but I'm going to go the middle Jim Carrey. Wait, whoa, stop. Don't not answer
You
that.
Saw me about to say wrong. That's binding.
No, but I just realized Jim Carrey's not American, so he could never be president. He's actually
but
Canadian.
But what if he puts his mind to it?
He's Canadian, so it could never have been him.
So
it's
then you're going with Will Smith?
Will Smith.
I'm sorry, but you are correct.
Okay, now I apologize because I didn't see you say W, but I think it's unfair that maybe you didn't know Jim Carrey was Canadian and that he could not be president and said that.
I didn't put any thought or, you know, planning into this.
Did you know that he was Canadian?
He used to live in my street.
Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. Okay, so now...
You didn't know he was Canadian.
That's basically all the segments.
You didn't know he was Canadian?
No, I knew he was Canadian.
Okay. Well,
I didn't think that he was Canadian when I made it, but I know now. I knew before, but I didn't... I've also had a few bit to drink, and
see?
I...
Logic and knowledge.
So we're skipping this week, or this episode, or 52 minutes, in my society, because that could be a long discussion.
Yeah.
But you wanted to just, for skeptical topic blabber...
Well...
Without bibble-babbling, you wanted to talk about a topic. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say SGU24 is happening. We kind of mentioned it, but it's still happening. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but it's happening behind us. Right now, all the interviews... First of all, it was like fail-tastic. Yeah. It's like so many technical issues you would think they would have stamped out, but... They had internet issues. They had
fail blog. We'd have to make a new
sound
site.
And video issues. Even now, the video is not very impressive.
Well, the Skype video
is
very choppy.
The sound
and
problems.
All Skype guests are like triple the volume of the other people.
Quadruple,
quintuple,
several magnitudes more.
It just went up as we were saying that. It's a little louder now.
Yeah. Well, we had our own fails here because, like, I meant to show it on an. TV and there
boring
was like
alert, boring alert.
Some kind of crazy problem trying to shoot the HDMI onto that.
I'm not
TV.
Disputing you. I'm just want to point out a shared.
All right, so I don't know. Maybe some people want to know, but I guess not. Okay,
in the know.
Yeah, it was tough.
Okay, so
that's still going on. It's
yeah.
So
what time is it now? It
4:10.
Is 4 o'clock ish. So there is 12 hours, 16 more hours.
Done.
Of
Did
the
you
want SGU.
To add anything about SGU?
No. We can't, you know, give all the secrets away on this early podcast. We've got to let all these ideas about skepticism and SGU and whatnot and our own societies and yada yada just grow. We have to limit ourselves. God, this is so boring. I'm planning on leaving right now. But we're done, basically.
What? I was going to talk about Sarah Mayhew.
Okay, sorry. It's time for Sarah Mayhew time.
No, you made it too big of a deal. No, I was just saying, like, you were complaining about I'm going to just say this. You're complaining about her laugh and voice, and I say they
okay.
are both
I can't
very...
believe you brought this up suddenly on the podcast.
Well, you knew I
her
was going to talk about Sarah
Her voice is fine.
Mangu.
Her voice is like...
You knew I was going to talk about her.
I did not know. Yes, I did. You told me like basically moments before we started. But her voice is fine, like very hot, young, co-ed girl.
Co-ed.
Her laugh, I don't know, sorority. She probably has seniority at some company, but sorority.
She
but
gave
her
TED
laugh,
talk.
I can't believe I'm saying this. Her laugh is horrible. I almost had to stop listening to one of the recent SGU podcasts because her laugh was maddeningly annoying. Sarah, I'm so sorry. I can't believe I'm saying this. Why did you start this? This is a trap.
<I didn't.
laughs> Oh, my God.
No, nothing. I just think she's super attractive, and because of that, I can forgive her whatever. Not that I find her
I think if you weren't
in
so into her, you would notice a laugh more.
No, I would imagine her to be very attractive in that case.
That is not a laugh. That is a cat running for president and then finding out it can't be president because it's a cat.
That's a very sad story.
Yeah. How it would be crying itself to sleep at night. Okay. Wrapping up. Thank you for listening to episode 3.
We apologize for whatever.
No,
only I apologize.
We wanted to do less apologies this time, and I think we've until right now,
just
actually,
one.
Yeah, we just the one. Take it or leave it, that one. Again, that was not. I'm not fighting you on that. I'm working with you on that.
The only thing I'm apologizing is not the quality, is that I was eating throughout the whole thing.
Should we do a shout out to anybody? No. Okay, thank you, and good night. Drive safely.